Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What time is it, Gil?
Himalaya time.
Because the podcast world is growing bigger every day, and Himalaya wants to help you navigate it. They help us navigate it. Himalaya is a brand new podcast app where you can find every single podcast you love, like the No Chill podcast and future favorites. If you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya has your back. Discover personally curated playlists and show your favorite podcasters other than us.
Other than us.
Including us. Some love with Himalaya's tip jar. It's free, it's the easiest to use, and they're adding cool new features every single day. Go to the App Store, download Himalaya. It's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A if you need help spelling it or you can't find it. And don't forget to follow the No Chill podcast when you're there.
Hey, you know it's free, easy to use.
It's the right price.
Yeah. Free is always the right price.
Free 99. On this episode of the No Chill podcast, we look at things from the fans' perspective, mainly because in this year's NBA Finals, the fans have become the sideshow. Even before a player makes it, they're a fan first. So sure, they understand what it's like to spectate, but there are rules to it and lines that cannot be crossed. Agent Zero, however, thinks we've all become too sensitive. It speaks to exactly what the price of admission allows a fan to do and to say. What happens when they go too far? And what about fan punishment? In case you've been waiting for it, we finally have a voice of reason. At least in his mind, anyway. It's the No Chill Podcast, and we thank you for being a fan. We thank you for listening, watching, following, and subscribing. Remember, you can get us first on the Himalaya app and wherever you get your podcasts. And stay tuned to the No Chill channel on YouTube for some new content coming soon that you do not want to miss. All right, Gil, so today you hit me up. We had this idea for the podcast, this episode, but when you hit me up, I had a confession to make for you. I watched the finals game last night. And I did what most fans do. I joined my friends at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Happy hour, actually.
Okay.
And then, proceeded for the first, 3 hours. Had some beverages. Some adult beverages while we watched a basketball game.
Like a normal fan.
That's the American, that's what we do.
Uh-huh.
So just today, I'm hydrating right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling good. If you smell anything coming, it wasn't that bad. We just had some beers. You know,
white boy and beers. Oh. Got it.
Black guys drink beers too.
White boy and beers. Got it. Black people drink Hennessy.
Heineken?
All the people I know.
Heineken?
Huh?
Heineken?
I don't know.
Black guys drink Heineken. And white guys too, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah, if you say so.
I guess it depends what hood you're in. But
yeah.
Anyhow, but that's what a sports fan does, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is a fan? Because I want to set the record straight before we get into this.
Okay.
We're going right to the dictionary.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We're educational on this episode.
Wait, not the one that keeps you cool at night, right? Not that fan.
No, there's multiple verbs and nouns for the word fan. But we're talking about fan. It's a derivative of the word fanatic.
Okay.
But the definition of a fan is an enthusiastic devotee as a sport or of a performing art, usually as a spectator, an ardent admirer or enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want out of a fan, right? You want to be enthusiastic.
Yeah, of course.
Love you. But the thing about fans, and I was around a lot of Warriors fans, and they lost, last night. They get angry, too. And it's like, come on. This is your team. You got to ride with them.
Now I see where you're going. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got to ride with them. They lose.
Yeah.
Right? You still got to love them. Uh-huh. You still got to stand by them and support them. If a fan turns on you, and I'm not saying in a violent way or anything getting to that point, but just if I love you as a player, I'm going to love you no matter what. You're my guy.
Uh-huh. That's true. That's what a fan is supposed to do.
But then it flips when it's like, you weren't playing the way that we want you to play. or like, well, this is what we brought you here for. You know, there's those excuses fans
no,
give.
Those are not fans of the player.
I'm telling you, they that because they were there before the player got there.
No. Yeah, so they're fans of the team.
Right.
That's not a fan of the player.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fan of the team. Fans of players are also different than fans of teams. So most of Golden State Warrior fans aren't necessarily Kevin Durant fans.
Correct.
You know, so
we're seeing that right now.
You know, no, so you don't, you know, so there is a difference. So if someone say, oh, we brung him and you're hurt, that you're not my fan. You're just a Golden State fan and you like me as long as I'm on your team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's two different type of fans.
Right. So
but most fans are loyal to the team more than the player. You know, so you have that type.
I had another friend that was there is a Laker fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's mad at the Lakers right now. And he's saying, if you're a fan, can you exit that fan club? Put yourself back on the market as if look for another team. Because there's
not another team, but you can be disappointed.
But you can be damn frustrated. Like, what the hell are we doing?
But you can be frustrated and disappointed in your team decision making, but mm-hmm. you can't like root for a whole nother team. Like that's
where does it is there? A
that's
rule
not a.
In that?
It's
I,
not
I agree
a rule,
though. I don't
but,
know.
You know,
it's loyalty.
You can't just like oh, I'm not a Laker fan anymore. I'm a Clipper fan. Yeah. Like what?
Well, yeah, because you're like, man, I don't support anything that they're doing.
No, that's not a real fan.
Maybe.
No.
You divorce yourself from the team.
And then start a whole new relationship with a whole
new team. Hey, great question. The jersey that you're wearing for this episode, that's a. Is that a game-worn, authentic Ray Allen?
Yeah.
Seattle. All right. So you're a Seattle fan.
No.
Not you. If you're a Seattle fan,
uh-huh.
you had a franchise. You uh-huh. love your franchise. You love your players. Boom, they're gone. What mm-hmm. are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be a Thunder fan now that they moved to Oklahoma City?
No. You can be... you live in Seattle. You don't live in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but you don't have a basketball team anymore. You did.
You don't. You're not a fucking fan. You're a fan of the Supersonics or whatever team that gets there. You can be a fan of the.
They haven't had a team for
so the
10
only
years.
The only players that really came from, you know, Seattle that's still active is, you got. Oh, Westbrook.
Like
no, you got Katie and.
Westbrook was he was drafted by him. He was drafted by the Sonics, and then he played. That's when they moved.
Okay, so he didn't actually put this uniform on.
I think he got it in his like his draft.
Okay, so he's half and half. And then
Jeff Green.
And then Jeff Green. I don't know if Adams is not.
Mm-hmm.
Just so Jeff Green. So those are the two only active players still from that roster. So, you know, mm-hmm. so those are mm-hmm. if you're Seattle, those are the only two people you're, you know, kind of rooting for, two and a half.
Yeah, but I'm saying you grew up, you're born in, I mean, they were there in, I think, the 60s. But say you grew up in the 70s, and that's all you ever knew was Sonics.
Mm-hmm.
Well before they had, before they had Gary Payton, Sean mm-hmm. Kemp, you mm-hmm. were a fan. And then they did what every team does. They bring in new players. You get attached to those players and those teams. They leave.
But
you're like, man, I loved you for 20 years.
Growing up in L.A., we had the L.A. Raiders and the L.A. Rams. Mm-hmm. When they moved, I was no longer a fan.
Really?
You know, I don't... But to be honest, I don't even know where L.A. Rams went. Oh, no. They went to...
St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah, I don't...
I know people that still stayed as Rams fans.
Huh?
They were from L.A. They still stayed as Rams fans.
Eh.
I didn't know that existed, but when I moved here, people were Rams fans. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, like, so Rams, if the Rams... I mean, if the... Oakland Raiders go to Vegas. Mm-hmm. We're now Oakland, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, what were the Vegas Raiders?
They're still the Raiders.
No, thank you. No,
that's the point.
Stop fucking with us, okay? Like, it was L.A. Raiders, black and gold. You move to black and silver. You move to a different city. Change your fucking color.
Why?
Like, change it. Change your color.
But they're still the Raiders. Like the
no, they're
Sonics
not.
Sonics moved and they changed their name and everything.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to change. Get the fuck on out
sense.
Of here. Don't take our name and keep moving places. And like, you're fucking with our emotions, basically. like Vegas Raiders. No, there's no fucking Vegas Raiders, yo. You're not black and silver anymore. Fuck, get your own new color.
Right, because Oakland, if they wanted to get a team again, wouldn't they say, or Seattle gets a team again, they say, well, now you're the Sonics. Because that's the funny thing is the Sonics won a championship. Is that a Thunder championship?
No, that's a Sonic championship.
Sonics championship. Mm-hmm. But the franchise moved to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
It's damn wrong. I think
it's weird.
They deserve a team. If there's any city in the U.S. that deserves an NBA team, it's Seattle.
I don't know. I'm not from Seattle, so
I mean, where else would you want to see an NBA team if they added one more team tomorrow?
If they added one more team?
Adam Silver says, hey, we're going to add another team. He'd probably add two to make it even, but let's say they add one.
Oakland. What?
No, nothing.
Because their team is moving.
Because they're moving, I know.
They're moving to San Francisco, so.
They're still the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, but, you know.
I know, it's messed up for
we don't know kind of.
Like, don't have to go that far.
I mean, to be honest, we don't know what kind of fans San Francisco has.
So with that in mind, this whole episode came from this idea that you said there are two kinds of fans. I also say there's two kinds of fans, but more on a broad level, a good fan and a bad fan. Fans that do things, like they said, they're encouraging, they're supportive of their team, they're cheerleaders, right?
Uh-huh.
Guys like Drake.
Uh-huh.
You know, speaking of the fans that we, the things that Drake does, would you call them for the most part positive?
What he does as a fan?
Mm-hmm.
Positive.
But the thing that a lot of people attack Drake for a lot of reasons. But then when he goes at the other team.
Positive.
Explain.
He's a fan of Toronto Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
What he does to the other team is positive for Toronto Raptors.
But the argument is the other teams will use that as bulletin board material. That motivates them.
Has it?
So you poked the bear.
Has it? It has? Oh, I mean, fuck it. What kind of bears are these?
This time around, but when it happened, that's what we said is...
Poked a whole bunch of polar bears, huh?
But it was like, did you get too much Drake or not enough? Like, I want more of this. People were saying, like, don't, like, they're the defending champs. Okay. Don't push them.
If you're a team, right, professional, high school, college, amateur, if you're focusing on the opposing team's fans, something's wrong with you. So if you have coaches out there like, yeah, Drake is doing too much over there. What, do you want your fucking shoulder rubbed or something? I don't know. What's your complaint? You're complaining he rubbed the coach's shoulder? I mean, I'm sure the coach liked it. I mean, do you want your shoulder rubbed? I mean, call your wife down. She can be a little pom-pom girl. I don't know what your problem is, but you're paying attention to the wrong thing. So some of the people, he's a fan. He's supposed to be a distraction for the opposing team. That's what a fan is, right? Clipper Daryl, when you're at the free throw line and he's yelling, you're ugly.
Mm-hmm.
That is what he's supposed to do. That's what it is. It's supposed to be hard to win in the opposing.
You know what I think it is? It's the fact that Drake is a celebrity. And someone like Clipper Daryl is essentially a mascot. We don't know who this dude is other than he's an ultimate Clippers fan. Drake is Drake. So Drake is courtside. Why are you being extra? You just, like Jay-Z and Beyonce were at the game the other night. They're fans of basketball.
Yeah, they're just fans of basketball. Right. So, I mean, they're just celebrity.
They're more subdued.
Yeah, that's what I said. They don't have a side.
Mm-hmm.
Like Clipper Daryl, I don't know why the Clippers haven't moved him closer.
Very true.
He's a distraction. That's what you want, a distraction.
I'm not even sure, does he have seats or does he just
He has seats.
I know, yeah.
And he just roams in a little area behind him. But he should be right behind the players, the opposing players' benches. I got to remember, if the players are focusing on him and the stuff he's saying, they're not focusing on the game. That's what a home court advantage is supposed to be. It's home court. Does Drake supposed to say, oh, yeah, good shot, you guys. That was a hell of a shot. Woo! Next time we need to play better D. I mean, is that what do you supposed to say if you're a fan? You're supposed to you're supposed to irritate the other team.
I don't know if you're supposed to. If that's within your wheelhouse, go for it.
Okay, so imagine playing.
But I'm a fan. I'm not going to heckle the other team.
What I'm saying is imagine being a diehard fan for 20 years, an opposing team comes out, and you clapping. not booing. Just
yeah,
oh,
you wouldn't
yeah.
do that.
Right? Oh, congratulations! No, oh man, it looks so good coming in.
You don't have to talk shit. Woo! Is my point. Woo!
What are you there for?
If you're a fan, you cheer for you. I don't mean not everybody. I'm saying not everybody comes at it that way. I'm here to support my team. I'm going to root for my team.
No, only diehard fans.
I don't think I've ever booed anybody in my life.
Who's your favorite team?
In any sport. What do you mean? I'm saying in any sport, any game, I don't think I've ever booed anybody. Like in football, you're like
not
the
a
Giants.
You're not a real fan. That's why you have not put any, you haven't put no, no blood, sweat, and tears into a team.
I would say, like in football, I want them to tackle a quarterback, right? I don't want them to kill him.
Who's your team?
Giants.
That's your team.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't.
Are
want
you from
to
New York?
Connecticut.
So you've been a
since
New
I was
York
six,
fan
6 years old.
Since 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
But I'm saying I never get angry at the opponent. I never boo or heckle. I just wouldn't support my team.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're questioning my fanhood.
Yeah, I mean, because you know,
okay, so let's be Jay-Z, Travis Scott in Houston.
Travis Scott is a new fan. He just got money. He's a new fan. He got good seats
because
he's not a diehard. He's not a diehard. He's not a diehard.
He reps Houston. You know that.
Now he does. I mean, he just got a little money to get his seat. You know, so he's new to the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not Jack Nicholson and Spike Lee and all these guys and E-40.
But Spike didn't always have money either.
But like E-40. E-40 doesn't heckle.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You know, celebrities don't really heckle. Oh, Drake is the one who does that.
But then Drake has a Steph Curry tattoo.
But he's representing...
What's that about?
He's representing a country. See, you got to remember, his team is Toronto, then he has his favorite players.
Mm-hmm. That's different. I think that's what people don't actually discuss
about him. And that's what it is. He has it just like anybody. You have your favorite players... Then you have your favorite team.
Mm-hmm. Spike obviously was real close with MJ.
Yeah.
But he was a Knicks fan and he knew that and Jordan knew that.
Yeah, so if Jordan came, he was going to boot the shit out of Jordan.
Right.
After the game, they're friends again.
Right.
That's a
fact. But I guess that's what I'm getting back to is that just because you are a fan, you can be a positive fan or a good fan in that sense of, yeah, I'm here to watch. Look, I'm not a professional athlete. I appreciate what they do. I appreciate everyone's skill level. Not to mention, if that dude that I just roasted gets traded, like KD, he's in Oklahoma City, then he's a goal. Like the Warriors are like, well, now he's one of us. We couldn't really hate him too much.
Yeah, or you can't hate
Robin
him.
Robin was a Piston.
Well, we're supposed to boo him while he's trying to shoot for the boo. Like,
you know, no, you wouldn't. That's what I mean. In today's day and age, you know, like anybody could be.
Like I was growing up, I was a Penny Hardaway fan. I wasn't an Orlando Magic fan. You know, so I didn't represent Orlando Magic. I represented Penny Hardaway.
Mm-hmm.
So when him and Shaq beefed. So I hated Shaq.
That was within your own team, though.
Yeah. So I hated Shaq and everyone who missed shots. I hated Nick Van Nack. I hated all of them. Like, I just hated them, only Penny. And then when Shaq became a Laker, it was like, damn. You know, this is the home team. Mm-hmm. So then I became a Shaq fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Kobe came, I became a Kobe fan. But
you didn't really care about the Lakers.
And then I became a Shaq and Laker fan. You know, a Shaq and Kobe fan. So I was a Shaq and Kobe fan. And then when they separated, it was like, oh, nah, I can't like pick one.
So, I guess players move so much, it is hard.
And then that's what I said. So when they were beefing, it was like I'm biased against this, and because I'm both now.
So now people become more fans of just the players. I think if you like the team, that there's a lot of people that still are like that. But
you know, that's what I said. I think that's because there's so different fans.
You have players.
You have teams. You have, you know, like.
Well, yes, I mean, I grew up a Bulls Jordan fan.
Mm-hmm.
Bulls fan. Why? Because I love Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan retires. Do I still like the Bulls like that? Like I follow the Bulls. I root for them, but I'm not.
No, that's what I said. Like it's usually when you're born and you still live in that city.
Right.
That's that fan. Right. Like, you know, like Pelicans. You know, they're Anthony Davis fans, and then when he says he wants to leave, you have your fans that's booing him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your fans that's cheering. You know, it's inner.
It's tough to sit in that seat where I'm going to love this team no matter what. I get attached to a player. Mm-hmm. Then when he leaves, I still got to like this team, but I really got attached to him. That's a great example, the Giants. I'm pissed at that team right now. I love Odell Beckham. And I was like, what are you guys doing?
That's what I'm saying.
The best thing you have, the only reason people really want to watch your team. Now they have Saquon.
That's what I said. But some people are fans of the team, and the players are just in and out.
But I am a fan of that team, but I don't agree with the decision they made to move that player, who I also love. That's tough.
What's so funny is then you have some fans who will say, "Woo, I'm glad we moved him. We don't need a distraction from the team." You know, you have that fan.
Yeah, well.
Like, I've seen enough stars in here, and you're not like the ones I fell in love with. So,
no, it's one of those things that we loved you when we had you, but when we leave, you weren't that good. Yeah, it wasn't that good. But then the other fan, and this is also back to the finals, was this guy Mark Stevens. So he's a shareholder with the Warriors, and obviously when Kyle Lowry went into the – he dove for a loose ball. You saw it was mm-hmm. a weird moment because he's diving for a loose ball, and this guy just – I don't know if we grade it. Give him a little push – with his hand.
Uh-huh.
He didn't turn around and punch him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's not a fan.
That's an investor. It's different.
But
nope. Okay. Different. It's a businessman. It's not a fan. He has no loyalty to nothing but money.
Somehow loyal to the Warriors. Why'd he push Kyle Lowry, the opposing player?
Because at that moment,
he was keyed up. He was into the game.
Yeah, he's into the game, right. And that's the opposing team. But technically, you are not a fan. You're loyal to the team because you are an invested interest in the team. That is different from
something motivated that man to push him.
But that's what I'm saying. That's different than the other 52 people that's sitting in the front row. You are an investor, and your cockiness decided you want to go ahead and start pushing back. Rich people shit. Yeah, no.
I don't think that's rich people shit. I don't think they would
a real fan, they're not pushing a player back.
Mm-mm. So that's what I mean. I don't think
someone who's a billionaire would try that shit. Because he's a billionaire. He knows you're not gonna do anything. You know, and that's where, you know, if I'm one of the owners and I sit here and I want to push on you, what are you gonna do? You know, that's that mentality. That's
But they don't go around pushing people and everywhere. Okay, tell me.
One of Dan Gilbert's boys threw a towel at when we're in the playoffs and we're going through the battle and we're sitting there yelling, one threw the towel right at one of our players' face, told us to shut up.
You saying he only did that because he's rich? Or because he's
in power. Cleveland. Yeah, you have power. You're. What are we gonna do?
Should those guys be punished?
Okay, it's tricky. Okay, this one is tricky. You know, what is a real punishment?
$500,000 apparently.
And how do we know he's paying it?
That's my point. Where does that $500,000 go?
Yeah, it's a shareholder. So. Is he writing a check? Who's he writing a check to? To the league? To the league. Oh, yeah. So you guys can split it back up and give it back to him through, you know, revenue share. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, if you really want to say you did something to him, won't you tell Kyle Lowry, pick a charity that he would like this money to go to, and he writes him a check? That's fair. To say, oh, yeah, he's going to miss the whole season next year. Who gives a fuck? He's not a fan anyway. He's a shareholder. Like, if he goes and sits in the box, how the fuck do we actually know? Who's going to tell on him? The rest of the Golden State fans? No. No one's telling on him. He's suspended for a year. Okay. What does that do?
The other question is, should he be forced to sell his share?
No. For what?
But actually, that's like... I don't think it's in the same category as Donald Sterling. Okay, but it rewards him because he'll make money.
Okay, listen. There's too much sensitivity going on all sides. Fans, season ticket holders getting banned because they're having an altercation with a player. What is the altercation? If the fan is sitting in his seat and he's irritating you or trying to take a picture of you, you want to slap their hand, or they're calling you something that you don't think you should be called and you want that fan banned, that's unfair. Because if I'm a fan and I'm irritating you to the point that you are reacting to me, there's a problem with you, not me. Because I come here 41 times and you're the only idiot that decided to react. I did my job. It took 41 games, but I did my job. Like, I irritated somebody that they focused on me that game. That's what people pay their tickets for. So to ban them, like to ban them for the season, it's like, for one incident? What if the fans who really are paying everyone's contract, what if the fans decide to say, you know what? That player said, fuck me. I want him banned for the year. Oh, that player threw his gum at me. Banned him for the year.
Well, that's another thing. That's another side to it. But for now, from the player's point of view, you're saying the right that the fan has is they paid the price of the ticket. They're in the arena. They can say what they want.
They should be able to say what they want.
Up to a point, unless it's a racial slur or something like that.
I mean, I've been called. Listen.
But that doesn't make it right.
Okay, think about it. When it comes to racial slurs in sports, you got to really put some more thought into it, because as you're going to call me the N-word, right? But you have a black guy's jersey on. It kind of takes away your credibility of being a racist.
Well, what if they don't? What if they don't?
I mean, since 90% of the NBA is black, I mean, you're there supporting black athletes. Yeah. So it kind of really just...
I think that's what... If you are a fan of that team and they have...
That's what I'm saying. Your credibility of being a real racist is kind of goes out the way. I'm pretty sure Duke doesn't... Is that the Duke, the big racist guy? From Duke. Duke something. KKK leader.
David Duke.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't go to athletic events.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's a real, like, I'm pretty sure
NASCAR,
he doesn't.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure he does not go to. So you really have to put more thought in it and just letting words come out, because that is the point. Like, I've been called the N-word. I'm like, yo, you got Paul Pierce's jersey on. Like, okay, you got me. Like, it's like you.
Would you call him a cracker back?
No, just say you got for the black guy's jersey.
That's my question, is if you're called one thing, does that give you the right to call?
No, I don't have
that.
I'm educated to know you have on a black guy's jersey, so you're a nigger lover too. Like, come on, what are you doing there? So they're just saying it just to irritate me, because they think that's gonna get me out of my game. So it's like I'm so unbiased that, like, I'm not gonna report a fan for saying it, because I know you're not. Like, you're here watching a whole bunch of black guys dribble up and you're cheering. Like, I just seen you cheer for the black guy.
But there's also lines that you can cross that maybe it's something like I insult you, that's personal. Like, you say, I hope your
mother dies?
Yeah. And
that's all college sports. college.
Yeah.
College sports.
I know JJ Redick got, like, it was.
Yeah, college sports is the worst. Rest in peace, Bobby Olsen. After she passed, we're playing Stanford. Stanford's crowd is yelling her name to irritate Lute Olsen. Mm-hmm. That's when I knew.
That's messed up.
But that's when I knew there was no boundaries. There's nothing off limits. Like, when I found out my ex was messing around with Shaq, the whole Pacers fans were yelling his name. Like, there's no... they're supposed to irritate me. They're trying to get a win. So,
get into your skin, yeah.
So banning a fan for irritating you, like, no. Because if we switch this narrative and we just gave fans the opportunity to say, wait a minute, I pay that player. My season tickets pays they salary. So wait a minute. If we're going to be this sensitive about what I do in a stance, I want to be sensitive too. That player just said fuck, and my three-year-old heard it. What are you going to do about it now? I want him banned. He just told me, he just insulted my wife. Told her she was a slut. I want him banned. You know.
I don't think.
Yeah, no one looks at that. No one looks at the. No one looks at the other side.
And we're going to get to the other side.
Or when you fall in the stands and the stand, and you know, you got the fan holding on to the jersey so you get back on defense and you decide to push back. I want him banned. Like, I mean, where's this going to go?
Well, we've seen a few examples of it, and we'll get to that. But before we do, we got to talk about getting a job.
Get a fucking job.
It comes down to hiring.
Mm-hmm.
The right hire can make a huge impact on your business. We hired Steve.
Yes, we did.
Takes care of us, make us look good.
Mm-hmm. Makes you look good. I'm already looking good.
You're the black Brad Pitt.
Black Brad Pitt.
That's why it's so important to find the right person. But where do you find the right individual? You can post your job on a job board and hope the right person will find your job. But think about it. How often do you hang out on job boards? Probably never. Don't leave finding someone great to chance when you can post your job to a place where people go every day to make connections, grow their career, and discover job opportunities. That's LinkedIn. Most LinkedIn members have not recently visited the top job boards, but 9 out of 10 members are open to new opportunities. And with 70% of the U.S. workforce on LinkedIn, posting on LinkedIn is the best way to get your job opportunity in front of the right people. People who are qualified for your role and ready for something new. It is the best way to find the person who will help you grow your business. A new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. So for fans of the No Chill podcast, we got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do, hurry to LinkedIn.com/nochill to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/nochill to get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/nochill. Terms and conditions apply. Go hire the right person.
Go hire. And hire.
And also, let's talk about cooking.
What?
Mm-hmm. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Might have mentioned this before on another episode. We're going to get into it again. We're going to talk about Green Chef.
Oh, the chefs are green.
We're going to help you. We can make you, Gilbert Arenas, a cook.
What?
If you're motivated to. You got to get in the kitchen. You got a pizza oven.
Yeah, I got a pizza oven. Mm-hmm. I'll cook pizza.
Well, you might be in luck. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. Plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, keto, gluten-free, and omnivore. Green Chef lets you choose from a wide array of easy-to-follow lifestyles with select organic ingredients. Recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along. Everything is hand-picked and delivered right to your door. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly proportioned, and mostly prepped. Green Chef's expert chef design flavorful recipes for lifestyle that go way beyond ordinary substitutions. It's a diverse array of meal plans with plenty of options to choose from each week so you can actually enjoy sticking to your goals and get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy clean ingredients you can trust, seasonally sourced for peak freshness. There's something for everyone with Green Chef. It's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you'll love to cook. You can switch up your meal plan whenever you're ready to try a new way to eat. With Green Chef's wide variety of high-quality, clean ingredients, you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. Green Chef makes cooking easy with dinner options that work around your lifestyle, not the other way around. Let Green Chef do the meal planning, grocery shopping, and most of the prep for you week after week. Recipes include pre-made, measured sauces, dressings, and spices, so you get more flavor in less time. All right, so for fans of the No Chill podcast, we got something for you once again. We always hook our fans up.
Yes. Actually, we do.
All right. So go to greenchef.us/nochill75 for $75 off your order. That's $25 off your first three boxes. Where should they go?
Green Chef.
greenchef.us/nochill75.
People get on this. You see, I lost 41 pounds. Right. I lost 41 pounds. He's in Green Chef.
What was the goal?
You didn't know I used it. That's why you didn't know I used it. See, if I take this shirt off, abs everywhere.
Like six pack or two pack?
What? I lost 41 pounds.
Doesn't mean, depends
using
where
using Green
lost
Chef.
It.
So you know it's my, a, you know I'm stacking up under here. Mm-hmm. All right, I just don't, you know, this is family friend, friendly family show, right? Mm-hmm. So I can't, you know, take my shirt off.
You did say you were the Black Brad Pitt.
I know, you know, so you know I got the abs out of this world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, the last thing we got to get into is our upcoming website, nochillpodcast.com. Mm. Where do we get it? From Wix. Wix is building us a custom, beautiful page to keep all of our episodes, show details, and even a way for our fans to contact us instead of using those DMs, aka thirst traps. Wix really is the best in the business. The need for having a website is so important to anybody looking for a website, and they should build it with Wix. They offer a variety of websites that can be created, and all the characteristics of the product include professional and robust setup. There's a professional solution for every need with features like Wix Video, Wix Stores, Wix Booking, and especially Wix Blog, which just launched Wix Turbo, which means all sites are made with Wix, now load faster than ever. Wix takes care of all the heavy lifting, like reliable hosting to keep your website safe and secure, custom domains and mailboxes, email marketing, and more. They also offer total creative freedom. With Wix, you truly have infinite design possibilities, making each website personal, unique, and an original masterpiece. The platform enables you to create whatever you want yourself, whether you're a novice, a business owner, an advanced designer, or professional website builder. It's easy to use. It's clean. It's a fresh, professional look with great results you're looking for. To get started, go to Wix.com today. Wix.com. Set it up.
Yes, they already got my website going, so we in the building.
Stay tuned.
We in the
Everyone
building.
Everyone on the net. I don't know who's on the net anymore. All right, so we're back to our discussion on fandom.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, I'm sure you have an opinion on this in a professional perspective on this. Fans also think they know you.
Mm-hmm.
So they see what a player does, and they also, without information, without sources, they speculate.
Mm-hmm. Of course. That's what.
So they live your life. If you hurt, are you really hurt?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't you be playing right now?
Yeah.
Why aren't you better like you?
Yeah. If you have a bad game, get off social media and get in the gym. Motherfucker, I was on here 20 seconds. It was a whole 20 seconds, fucker. Like, you know, so it's like... Fans are invested. They're invested in your life.
But it's a weird thing that I see, because that's one of those things watching sports that makes me cringe. You miss a shot. And they come down on you for that. What the fuck you shoot that for? Or, you know, you weren't open, you forced it or whatever. It's like, you weren't on the court.
It's emotions. It's an emotional game. Like, sports is emotion. So you have real-time emotions happening at that moment. So
it's emotions, but also to understand, like, maybe I didn't have my rhythm when I caught the ball.
So I don't care. Listen.
You don't think they should
Why
understand
you
that?
Miss has nothing to do with me. Like, I don't give a shit. You miss five in a row, fucker, find it. Find it or pass the ball. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because I'm not here for number six. Because I will fuck around and boo you. You know, and that's how fans are. Like, yeah, we know, you know, as a fan, you know your fucking guy ain't gonna fucking make every shot. You know that. But, you broke our hearts if it cost us the game. You can believe that, you know, and that's just the way it is. Like, if you're wide open in the end zone and you drop that fucking ball, yeah, you have 100, 200,000, the whole fucking state is mad at you. That's just...
Well, that's the reality.
That's
that,
reality.
But that comes from the moment. Like, if it goes well, you're a hero.
Yeah, you know, but you got to remember, if you're a fan, if you're a player and you're getting booed, that means you actually did something good. Like, they expect you to never miss shots. They expect you to be great all the time.
Who's booing you, though? Your own fans or the
opposing fans? Your own fans or opposing fans. It doesn't matter.
No, there is a difference.
No, there isn't.
Let me get to
that. No one gives a fuck about number 15 came in and missed three shots.
No, but if you go into an environment and the opposing fans are booing you, right?
Yeah, that means you torched your ass.
That's a compliment, right? Right. But if your own fans boo you,
that means you're not
they're unhappy with you, right?
Yeah, because you're not living up to what
they put you. So there's a difference in booing.
No, not really. Because if your home fans are booing you, you got to remember, you showed them something that they should be booing you for. Like, you were this great and you're not performing.
Right, so they're either disappointed, they're unsatisfied, or they're trying to motivate you. Yeah. But if you go into a hostile environment and they boo you, it's like, actually...
We got to remember, if the number 15 player came into the game and he missed four shots in a row, ain't nobody booing. Because mm-hmm. no one cares. Mm-hmm. No one cares. We don't even know who you are. You have no, I'm going to cheer if you make it, but if you boo, it's like, eh. I mean, he's 15 for a reason, right? Motherfuckers on the bench for a reason. You know, let him get his 2 minutes in and get the fuck back off. You know.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, I would say that.
You know, so
the intensity has melted off.
At the end of the day, if you're getting booed, that means you did something right at some point. At some point, you did something right. You know. You got to remember, I lived for boos.
But, you know, my thing is just like when you play, yeah, you're going to turn the ball over. Should I really be mad at you for that? It happens.
It depends when you turned it over.
In clutch time.
That's what I said. As fans, we want you to be perfect.
But those intense fans are like that through all four quarters.
Yes.
But so if Boogie throws an errant pass and it's a turnover in the second quarter, like, come on, man. You have the whole game to go.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, you do that at the end of the game, a careless pass. That's what I said. It's not. It's fans. Like, it's.
But what fans love, and I think. This we do.
It's entertainment. That's what I said. You're entertaining them. Yeah.
If you play your ass off, respect you. So you can make mistakes because we know your intention is there to bust your ass.
I mean, that's what they want to. They got to remember, fans want to be entertained, mm-hmm. right? So when you're in that arena, you're entertaining them by hustle, effort. Shot ability, shots missed. You're missing shots. You're entertaining someone else. I get that. I call your name and you look back and you wave. You entertain that person. If you look back and flick me off, you entertain that person. That like everyone goes to the arena for different things. You know, like you know the player who's up there shouting your name. I guarantee. Like he's talking to his girlfriend. And, let's get that motherfucker to say something to us. And he goes back. Yeah, fuck both of you. Yes, we did it. Woo! Like we did. Like that turns people on. Like that's.
I guess.
You're just there. Entertain. Do what you're supposed to do. Go out there, bust other team's ass, and go about your business. Don't take it personal. You know, it's not like they're coming up and said, hey, man, you know, that shot you missed last night cost me $50,000. I want my money back.
You don't think they do that?
No.
I don't know about money back, but they
no,
was.
No, one does that.
They let you know that I had money on you and I lost.
No one.
I would expect they would.
You would expect, but
the other thing, I think you appreciate, all those dudes are better than me out there. So why should I talk shit?
Because you're a fit. Oh, my God. Oh my, you're a fan. That is your job. You are a professional fan.
People appreciate that enough?
Who?
That pros are fucking good. They're amazingly talented.
And that's why the fan is there. Because I know he's good. Okay. Jordan got booed. Kobe got booed. LeBron got booed. Magic got booed. Bird
it's not
got booed.
It's not about just getting booed.
Tiger Woods get booed.
To call a Mayweather to say gets a pro booed. Sucks.
People say Tiger Woods sucks. People say Phil Nicholson sucks.
Right. Is that
people say Mayweather sucks. Like
yeah.
I'm a fan. I supposed to tell
is
you.
Is that
you
accurate?
What do I supposed to say? Oh, you're great. You're gonna beat us tonight. Woo! Have fun. Like, no, come on. If there's a side that cheers for you, there's a side that boos you. It's a yin and a yang. If you're happy with the yin, you can't be mad at the yang. Like, come on. Like that's what is expected. For the most part, most of the stuff is expected from a fan. As long as a fan ain't sitting there punching you in the face and doing all that. Yeah.
So that's the thing we're gonna get to is there's a line.
There's a line.
Right.
Physical altercations physical is
a line. Mm-hmm. Right, right. Because you can say what people say, all kinds of wild shit.
But usually physical altercation comes from player to fan. It's never really fan to player.
You mean physically the fan never strikes first?
No, the fan never
probably
strikes
not, first. But we looked at, before we started this, the video from 1995, Vernon Maxwell went up. He was heckled.
Mm-hmm.
He walked up a couple rows up into the crowd, got right in the fan's face,
and cold cocked him.
Cold cocked him.
That fan did his job.
A little too far though. Mad Max went a little too far.
Yeah, so that fan did his job.
I'm not sure he was looking to get punched in the face.
Okay, listen. Let's try this again. I'm 20 rows up.
Did his job, but I'm saying there's a line.
I'm 20 rows up, yelling. I got a professional athlete to get off the bench, walk up the staircase to sock me. He missed 10 games that year and a fine. Oh, fucking well worth it. If you're a fan, yeah, fucking well worth it.
I'm not sure he played their team in those 10
games. It doesn't matter. You got kicked out that game for sure.
But he helped the other teams.
You got kicked out that game for sure. So I irritated this athlete that much that he can hear me out of all these other fans. Like, some fan.
He said something that was.
Just like we practice our jump shot and the move, there's fans that's practicing what they're going to say to each player.
In their mind, something is over the top that gets your attention.
Yeah, there's no different than Instagram. You can put up an amazing video or picture. You're going to have your woo, woo, woo. Then you're going to have that one person.
They said 10%.
That one person that says, I'm going to say something just to irritate them. For the most part, if you just respond back, oh my God, I got to respond. I mean, it's okay. That's it.
And it's also like, well, that social media is different because those people took their time to make a comment. If you're at a game.
I took my time to come to this game.
Yeah, but I wanted to go to that game anyways.
I took 3 hours out of my day, spent money, bought beers, yelled your name for you to come up to the stands and sock
me. Punch me in the face.
I live for this. I live for this moment. I got to tell my kids about it. God damn it, I got that motherfucker to jump up the stand. And he socked me, cold cocked me right in the face.
But did he fight back?
And then he missed 10 games.
Did he fight back?
No.
But they're also, you're in that environment of competition. And you're so wound up, but so many things are going through your mind, adrenaline and strategy and all. Sometimes things can happen that we've seen. We see fights, mm-hmm. basketball fights mm-hmm. are, mm-hmm. quote, fights.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking of the incident with Dennis Rodman and kicked the photographer. He went to the floor. I think he was probably frustrated with a foul or a shove or whatever. Yeah. And this guy was too close to him or whatever. Because that row, I always thought that row was too close to
them. Mm-hmm.
It still is. Right? I don't know if they've moved it back.
They moved it back a little bit.
A little bit, but like.
Put advertisement dollars down there. Got it.
Yeah. But if you're coming full speed on a break, when you finish, you're still going to go into that row.
Mm-hmm.
How far back it is. So that was the thing. The photographer is right on top of him. So Rodman being Rodman kicked him.
Okay. Now, what if that guy said, hey, I want him.
He was fined.
I want him suspended for the rest of the season. Is the cameraman going too far? Is the fan going too far at that point?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a game of
emotion. Because he was suspended, though.
Yeah, you're suspended one or two games, but, you know.
Is that too far?
Who took a worse hit, Kyle Lowry or the photographer?
Photographer got killed.
Okay.
The balls, right.
Yeah, so the photographer took a hit worse than Kyle Lowry. One gets fired. Find, you know, $500,000 and has to miss the rest of the year. One just a few games. So if I'm a photographer, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Y'all need to You know what I mean? That's what I say. There's always both sides to it. But the athlete is going to be more of an aggressor than the actual fan.
At what point? At what time though?
Like
an aggressor when they're provoked in the like Robin. Robin was that was all reactionary.
Yeah, that's what I said. But even with the thing in Golden State, it's a reaction still. It's not a positive reaction, but it's a reaction. You come, fuck you. You know, get away from me. You know, get away from me. Like, it's a reaction at that moment in time. So to get penalized that moment at times shows how sensitive everyone is in a sport or in sports where everything can happen and change that moment. So to say your reaction in that 5 seconds, you should lose your whole season as a fan. Like when Westbrook took the person's phone and slammed it.
Or when the fan called him, what do they call him?
I don't know.
Whatever it was in Utah.
Uh-huh.
Remember, and he said, I'm going to.
Boy?
Yeah, I think he called him boy or something like that. Obviously.
I mean, what if the guy's old? Everyone's a boy.
You know that's not what he meant.
I know that's not what he meant, but at the end of the day, so, you know, that fan, you know, loses his whole game. You know, that's what I said. I'm pretty sure Westbrook has said more bad things to fans than what was said to him. You know, so it's one of those things where it's like just let it stay on the court. You know, because at the end of the day, the fans are reflections of their team, right? So...
Sometimes the team might say...
In a sense, if I can push and shove on you as a player, like, come on, like, he pushed you. He didn't push you that damn hard. Mm-hmm. But I just pushed you. I just fouled you. I just hit you. So, yeah, it's a bad thing that, you know, the investor, you know, hit him because it's not like I ran into you, homeboy. I hit the seat next to you. You don't need to touch me because I didn't touch you.
Yeah, that was a weird thing. He was diving for a loose ball going out of bounds.
So, you know, so there you have a reaction in real time.
But what pissed you off? That's the weird thing about what pissed you off about that?
It's Toronto. I don't, you know, who cares? You know, but when it's all said and done, was it worth $500,000 and the whole season for next year?
Hell no.
No. I mean... If you're a billionaire and you want to give up $500,000, you know, just write, you know, something to whatever foundation, Kyle Lowry, and then let bygones be bygones. But, you know, to start penalizing what we call investors or fans, because if I'm an investor and I do that and then, you know, next game, someone who's not worth a billion does it back to, you know, do that to someone and y'all be like, all right, we're just going to suspend them. Like, no. Don't just go after $500,000 because I have it. Would have been me. Like, no. Do $500,000 to that motherfucker too. All fans, $500,000.
Mm-hmm. They knew that he could afford it.
That's what I'm saying. So you throw the number out for us to be like, oh my God, they really do it. But you know, how do we know he's going to write that check? You know, so
that's the thing. You never see the follow through in that. But that is a hell of a lot of money.
It's a hell of a lot of money for us to be satisfied of what goes down. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. Like, if you're going to make him pay $500, let the world see where it went. $500, Kyle Lowry picks in place, it goes there, and then they're cool. There's no bygones. He made a mistake, a reaction mistake. We all make mistakes. That's the fucked up part. We all do. Mm-hmm. We all do. Mm-hmm. As fans, as coaches, as players. So to be penalized that harshly is the fucked up part about it. Because at the end of the day, we're reacting at that moment. It's not like none of us, it's not like he's like, oh shit, Kyle Lowry's coming. Or when he hit this seat, I'm gonna fucking push his ass. Like, no. Dennis Rodman didn't like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go down for the rebound. I'm gonna slip. And when I slip, I'm gonna come up and I'm gonna just drop kick the nigga in the nuts. No, that is not what's happening. You know, it's just reaction. And some, you know, at the time, some people are angry. And, you know, it's for the most part, you know, as an athlete, we're taught just because we play so many games and we have to react fast that we can call ourselves off quick. So that's why I said, so you never really have players They're like, just going in and just, I'm going to hit the fan for saying something. Like, you know what? I'm going to do the whole tough thing with you.
Right.
You know, to show you I'm an athlete. You know, because I mean, as angry as Westbrook plays, you got to remember his emotions are at a high level where you would think he would have had incidents by now. But no, he doesn't.
But you also have to be able to, and that's the thing that I'm always impressed by, is to block all that shit out.
That's what you're supposed to do. We're taught to block it out.
You saw guys that couldn't do that.
Yeah, but
how do you teach that?
I think they called a Ritalin. Ritalin. Yeah, like for ADD.
Yeah.
Get a little of that if you want to. If you want to focus on fucking sports, like.
No, but I mean, you know, it's funny. I think the
fucking image, Adderall.
That's in my head. Remember when Kobe was on the bench and he's got Chris Rock next to him, like heckling him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just sitting there, just Kobe just staring out.
But that's what I'm saying.
But obviously, that's like the Kobe example of it.
But that's what I'm saying.
You like, have to. Like, you could be right here talking to me, and I don't hear you. I don't see you.
Because he's focused on
most guys aren't wired like that.
Some people are focused on the war at hand. Yeah. Some people
really
are easy.
Though, right?
Some people are easy. You got to remember, the person that's easily distracted is the person that's not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
So he can hear everything.
But then you also can hear because, you know, there are other times where Kobe would go at a guy that's like, if Spike was in the front row,
fire and that guy's heckling you and he basically gave you the flame to burn the rest of the, like, you have that fan. Like, you know, you're sitting
but
there.
But that's good. Like, that keys you up because you're like, okay, I'm going to play just to get at that guy.
Okay, so what's the difference?
I think there's a line.
Okay, so if I talk shit to you and you go out and hit 8 consecutive buckets, are you complaining?
No.
No, no. But as soon as you're missing and I start talking shit, now you're pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a little sensitive bitch at that point. You know, it is sensitive. That's the sensitive athlete. Like, if I can use your shit talking to torch the defender and I'm blaming it on you, yeah, blame him. He got me wound up. If that's fine, then it should be fine when I'm having a bad game too. That's all I'm saying.
But players know it's a game within the game, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's you rarely, you gotta remember, 82 games and you have one or two incidents. I mean, you have 82 games from one team. That's a thousand, you're having 1,000 something games a night. I mean, a year. To have two incidents, that's fucking amazing.
Mm.
You know, I mean, that's how you got to look at it.
But it's funny, there's incidents year over year.
But think about how many games with that raw emotion through everyone in the crowd, and you're only really having an incident or two a season.
But you know what?
That's amazing.
It escalates in the playoffs.
Yeah, because the fans are rowdier in the playoffs. Because
and they're serious, so we're seeing you again. There's more familiarity.
Like Cleveland in the playoffs. They're horrible. Mm-hmm. They're horrible to the opponents. They're brutal. They have no holds barred. Mm-hmm. Like when the game was over and we had to stay in the hotel and go get food, I didn't feel safe. Like, I knew they wasn't gonna do anything, but the thought of a crazy fan fucking around, like, you don't know. That's what I'm saying. So. You know, I don't know if this burger spot do look good, but I don't know if they're going to
hang out here.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to just spit on the burger at this point.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. But that's what. But it's expected. It's expected.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're a fan.
So you bring your
Gilbert burger. Arenas just Gilbert Arenas just scored 40. We lost, and I got to make that motherfucker a burger. I'll put my nuts on the burger. You know, I'm expecting that. That's
you bring your Fred Hay taste.
I'm expecting that burger to be tainted. You know? Like when you hear someone, like in the playoffs, Kobe caught food poisoning. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they put a laxative in that one. Like Kobe's coming to Sacramento. Yeah.
You should have brought Green Chef.
Come on, think
of his own food.
That's just a thing about it. My team is Sacramento, and Kobe Bryant just ordered chicken nuggets. I've been a fan for 28 years. Yeah, I'm gonna help my team out. It's a little eye drops here. Boop, boop, boop. Like, come on. Like,
that's when you're a fan of the team more than
yeah, that's well. What I said. Our first experience when we played Chicago, I ordered chicken nuggets and fries and had the runs the whole night. Larry Hughes ordered chicken nuggets and fries. The runs the whole night. So somehow the one and two had chicken nuggets out of all the chicken nuggets that was in this. And we had the runs, like throwing up and all that. From that day on in the playoffs, I always went out. I had the ball guy go out of the trainer, go out and get me food to bring it in. Didn't order from the room service during the playoffs.
Should have gone vegan.
I don't think vegan was here.
Oh, man,
didn't. No, 405.
That's why a lot of
vegans
vegan.
Back then was weirdos. You just, they were weirdos.
Now it's cool.
Yeah, now it's cool to be a vegan. Back then, you were fucking weird.
But, you know, I guess we can bring it all full circle on this is to know, like, when we saw Drake, I think he was going at Draymond, and Steph walked by and just laughed at him. That players know it is part of the game. It's the game within the game. Use it to your advantage.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. You have, like, you know, Drake is no different than, you know, an extremist fan that...
Well, he is different because he's Drake.
But, Drake, you know, remember, Drake is representing the country.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, so...
But he's also a massive celebrity.
But we're the only reason, like, he's the only reason that, you know, people pay attention to Toronto, let's be honest. They've been one for the last... They was number one last year, won a few years ago. I mean, so no one, like, it's like, oh, yeah, Toronto, blah, blah, blah. You know, but because Drake supports them so bad, so all of Drake fans are, you know, Toronto Raptor fans. You know, so he's not doing anything malicious. No player is going to hit him. Mm-mm. But the fact that he can irritate you, is what makes him, is why he keeps going. Like, you see, he doesn't irritate Steph.
No, that's what I said.
He can't irritate KD. Only person he irritates is Draymond. But Draymond...
Well, Clay called him a bum ass the other day.
So yeah.
I think that was more satisfaction for the win.
Yeah, that's after the win. But, right. You know... But
and that's what it is.
He knows who he can irritate. You know...
Right, you irritate... But I think Drake and him... Drake and Draymond, and that they're... Probably cool.
It's yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In this series.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We're not friends right now because Draymond lives. This is what makes Draymond go. Mm-hmm. You know, so as much as Draymond talks trash to everyone, he's never complained about a fan. Mm-mm. Because he is that guy who irritates everyone. Mm-hmm. He is that guy who's going to say, suck my... Like, he's the guy who's going to do that. So he would sound like a hypocrite. Like, hey, this guy's been talking trash to me. You know? Like, you know, but, you know, so some players live for it. Embiid lives for it. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have guys that live for it. But so we understand what happened to Kyle Lowry, that is different. That is not usually your fan experience. Because that's why I said, I don't call that investor... A fan. He's rich privileged. I don't even want to say white privileged. He's rich privileged. And, you know, that's why I said I don't want to bring race into it. It has nothing to do with anything. You know, it's just...
A dickhead is a dickhead.
Yeah, you know, it's you're a dickhead. You know, that's what I said. I've been tripped, you know. Like, I'm running by the side, and I've been clipped. Mm. Shit hurts. You know, I get up like I'm going to do something. But yeah, fuck it, what I'm going to do. I probably don't know how to fight. I haven't had a fight since fucking junior high. Like, that's what you got to remember. Most athletes, we haven't had a fight since elementary school, junior high. When I heard Keedra Perkins say, yeah, you know, if I would have turned around and I would have sworn. No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't have. Because they hold us at higher standards. You know? So when Keedra Perkins said, yeah, I would have, you know, there would have been some furniture moving. No, there wouldn't have.
Well, he you know, not Drake.
Huh?
He had a thing.
No, when he said about this guy, he said, if that was me, if I was Kyle Lowry, I would have turned around and... No, you wouldn't have. Because, yeah, it cost him $500. It cost him $500. It would have cost you millions. And that's the difference. It cost him $500. It would have cost you millions if you did it back. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't have done it. You know, you got to remember, the fans don't have this toe tag on them. So if Kedrick Perkins would have hit him back or it swung, he missed 5 to 10 games. Them 5 to 10 games would have been way more than 500 fucking thousand. So yeah, we're not punching. Like, this ain't the '80s. Okay? We're smarter.
You have more to lose.
Yeah. One punch in the '80s was $5,000. That's why they were fucking throwing punches, haymakers. It was worth it then. The punch was worth 5,000. Like, if I gotta shut you up for 5,000, yeah, that was worth it. Now a punch can cost a player, that player, that game, mm-hmm. 400 to a million. Mm-hmm. Hell no. What he just did, that cheap elbow, no, that is not worth 500,000. He is not worth 500,000. No.
LeBron says something, I'll paraphrase it, but he's basically like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be me. This is a post-game press conference after the finals. I think when they lost to San Antonio, mm-hmm. it was Miami. He's like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be me. You're going to wake up tomorrow and still be you.
But you know what's so funny? As a fan who's buying tickets, I appreciate it. Because that's what I don't think people understand. Like, the real fan understands, I live for this. Mm-hmm. That's what, I live for this moment. Like, when they burnt LeBron's jersey, yeah, that's expected from Cleveland. That is expected.
You think
from,
he expected that?
Growing up in Cleveland? Yeah.
But you just said it. He grew up there. He's from there. He started his career there. He gave him so much.
So he knows what they're capable.
Yeah, but you would think they would appreciate what he did.
LeBron.
They don't like that LeBron, he left.
LeBron fans do. Mm-hmm. Not the Cleveland Cavaliers fans.
There it is. All right.
But you got to remember, he holds more weight than that Cleveland organization mm-hmm. because he's from Cleveland. Like, he's from Ohio, so he is the state. So yeah, you have the 2000, you know, Cleveland fans, and then the rest are LeBron fans. So
they only have 2000 fans.
Yeah, Cleveland only has about 2000 fans. You seen them this year? There's only about 2000 of them. The rest came down. The rest moved to LA.
I gotta say, it's good to hear you talk like this, but you took the fan side. Somehow I'm on the player side.
I don't see it that way. It's a biased side. It's both sides. Like, as fans, as you know, listening to fans, and they say the worst, I've said some shit too. Mm-hmm. You know? And you know, the players are usually more vulgar than a fan.
Talking to each other.
No, talking to each other, talking to back to the fan. Mm-hmm. You know, you usually get the motherfucker fuck you back. That usually comes from the player to the fan. You usually get it from the player to the fan. We usually yell out the. Because you got to remember, at that point, we are the ones that's frustrated. The fan is not frustrated at the point where when they're yelling out. We're the ones that's like 0-4. We just missed 4 in a row, and he wanted to say.
Well, that's the other thing too is the fans that think that for whatever reason the player is not interested or not giving it their all, whatever. Think of the CJ McCollum. Remember, we're mm-hmm. trying Jennifer.
Yeah.
And it's like, of course, it's your whole life. Yeah. It's like you year round you're working on this.
But you see how that turned into a positive thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying people are just like, you know, you got to win this. Or you like, is this a must-win game for them? Every game's a must-win.
Yes.
Right.
But as I said, like the fan expect, like, think about, okay. All right. New York came in last place, right? Last year. Last place. They're going to get a draft pick. If they don't get no superstars, right? None. And they just get that draft pick. How many of those New York fans thinking, "Ooh, playoff time"?
They're gonna start off that.
Your team came in
real quick.
No, what I'm saying is, your team came in last fucking place. Mm-hmm. You didn't make no chances, but you're starting off the season thinking playoffs, and this is the year. Mm-hmm. We're delusional. Fans are delusional. That's the point. Mm-hmm. This delusion. That's the hope. Mm-hmm. That, okay, that was just a bad year. Woo! We regrouped. Everyone got better. As next year is our year. We all. That's the point. That's the reason we're fans. Because we believe, like, we can let it go. We know you were shitty last year. Real life says you're going to be shitty this year. But No. I done did something different at home. Like, that's what I said. I did my regimen at home, and I drove down the Pikeway and came, and I got on my lucky side. Like, some fans have the same ritual as NBA players. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. It's outside of what happened in Golden State. It's a fair playing game. It's fair. Like, whatever the fan is saying to a player, trust me, he heard it from the opposing players also. Like with Carmelo. Your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios by KG. Could you say that was probably the worst thing he heard that year?
Probably, it comes from
a player.
And it's
a player that
it's personal.
A player that
weird.
What I'm saying is a player to irritate him. We're gonna hear worse shit from the opposing players than we would from a fan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. It seems like,
you know what's worse about it? He meant it. Fans kind
of. I don't believe none of that shit. You're saying what you're saying just to fuck with someone.
The players are saying that.
Yeah, we say it to fuck with someone.
Don't you know them personally?
No,
or you know
we don't. No, we don't.
For
the post, but we're just saying to irritate. We're going to say
I'm
whatever.
I'm sure KG knows Melo a lot more than a fan that sees him at a game.
No.
He's been around him
No. We're just saying it to irritate. We're seeing you're going through something with your wife. I'm going to say something about it, period. I'm going to fuck your game up.
It's pretty savage.
I'm going to fuck your game up. But I'm saying, as a player, if a fan says something worse, I'm more sensitive to it. Why? That's what I'm saying. It's like, come on. Like,
it's what fans do.
Like, if a fan, like, if a player says something to a fan and then he says, oh, you're just a whiny bitch. He's right. Like, he's technically right. Right? He's technically right, and he got you again because now you're mad that he said it. But that's the fan experience. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why I'm riding the fence on this one.
You see both sides.
Because I've been on both sides. You know, I've been on both sides. I've been the guy that's heckled. I've heckled back.
You've been a fan.
That's what I said. It's
a fan first.
It's even Steven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you don't put your hands on each other.
Right. Don't cross the line.
Everything goes. Everything goes. Like, if a guy's talking shit to you, and he's there with his wife, tell the ball boy to give her your number. That'll irritate the shit out of him, right? That'll irritate the shit. Like, he might have her call.
See if this is real.
Yeah, this is just see if it's real.
Yeah.
Oh shit, Westbrook gave my wife, you know, my wife must be hot if Westbrook, like, come on, like, you can fuck with them too. Like, that's part of the
give
game.
Give it right back.
That's what I said, it's part of the game. Like, but you gotta remember, some players are just not witty like that.
Mm-mm.
You know, but you're not witty when you're 0-5, you're having a bad game, mm-hmm. you just lost. Like, you know, your emotions are high. That's what I said. Most of the time is when your emotions are high. But I look at it from even Steven. Like, if you can talk shit and I can make buckets and it's fine, if you're talking shit and I miss buckets and I lose, it should be fine too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but hey, that 500,000, nah, fuck that. We want to see it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm sorry. Like, I want to, like, Kyle Lowry should be able to say where that $500,000 go. Because I'll be damned if y'all think y'all just going to put it back in the NBA fine, the NBA cookie fine, jar. You know, book, and then split the shit off back to, like, nah. Nah, let that money go. Get it. Like him coming to games or not coming to games, I don't have an opinion on that one. Like, because it doesn't matter. Like, if his debt is $500,000 and it goes to a charity, I'm cool with it. That's fine. To $500,000 and then suspend him lets me know you ain't fining him $500,000. Like, you're doing too much to prove a point. You know, it's overboard. You're trying to appease someone. You know, and if you're trying...
That's a hell of a headline.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a headline. Mm-hmm. Not reality to me. Like, when you go overboard, you're trying to, like, all right, don't talk about it. We did it. You know, the whole season next year, plus the rest of the playoff games, and $500,000 kind of shuts everybody up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, no. Like, no, don't. So that means you're not going to find him. And then if he wants to come to a game and he wants to go in a booth, who's going to say something? Is the Golden State fans going to be like, oh, yeah, hey, guess what, guys? He's up there. Like, no.
Well, they got two empty seats next year. They'll probably sell those pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty sure.
They'll make
more. Wife and son to be there. Listen, at this point, I don't have an opinion if he gets suspended or not gets suspended. Who cares? Because he's not a fan. Mm-hmm. He's not a actual Golden State fan. Where if it was E-40 and he couldn't sit there the rest of the year, that will fucking bother him because he is a diehard fan. You know, so losing his season tickets, yeah, that would piss him off. That would hurt him because, I live for this team. What are you talking about? You know, so for an investor, I'm not in town half the time anyway, so who gives a fuck? You know, listen, let that $500 go to a boys' chair, a sports charity, something that can help someone, or, you know, back in Toronto, mm-hmm. You know, that even, if I'm Kyle Lyers, yeah, back in Toronto, yeah, I even piss him off back in Toronto. Boys and Girls Club to the OVO Fest. You know, but it's, at the end of the day, fans and players, you the yin and the yang. Mm-hmm. You know, if you gotta go in the stands to punch on a fan because he done said something to you, your ADD is just way out of control.
Right.
You just can't fucking focus.
That's that line.
You just can't Don't fucking focus. It. I mean, that's what I said. You just can't fucking focus. Mm-hmm.
That's it. All right.
Like, I really don't like, think about it. Kawhi. Who's irritating Kawhi in the fan, in the stands? Nobody. No one. Okay. Nobody. Okay. All right.
So he does it right.
He does it right.
He doesn't let things get to him.
Yeah, that's what everyone deals with.
Right. I should say this. He does it that way. There's other guys. That's
what I'm saying. You have,
like you said, Embiid or somebody.
You have Embiid
that.
Who does it. Yeah. He does it right. Mm-hmm. You know, Shaq, he did it right.
Or like Draymond, who you know.
Yeah, Draymond does it right. That's what I'm saying.
Get the energy off. That's what I'm saying. Right.
There's emotion. There's this emotion. There's high emotions. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you're talking about day in and day out. This it's not enough to put any concern on. Mm-hmm. Like you know, I don't think you know. Like as I said, if we can suspend fans. If fans can get suspended, like get their seasons taken away, we will be hurt by that more. Because if they just reversed it, you can get rid of a player every game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How would you be hurt by that more?
Because you would lose play. Like think about it. Like think about when Steph threw his mouthpiece. A fan could have said, "Hey, he hit me with his mouthpiece. He threw it right at me. Suspend him for the rest of the season." Steph's gone on just emotion. KD when he swung or threw the ball and it missed the ref and it hits a fan. Hey, you got to suspend him. He hit me. Mm-hmm. But that's what I said. You can sit here and nitpick just like we. That's what I said. It's pointless. Just let everybody. Let everybody be entertained.
I mean, what happens when you're in that arena?
Hmm.
Know what happens when you're in the
arena. Yeah, if a fan gets socked, depending on what kind of fan it is, I mean, I'm pretty sure he enjoyed it. Or he didn't.
He enjoyed it. Hit me again.
That Vernon Maxwell, I mean, come on, think about it. He's seen him coming. He didn't run.
He didn't run.
Lay it right here on me, champ.
He squared up.
I guarantee he probably said, he really didn't hit that hard. Like, I want to know what happened to the fans and the brawl in the palace.
Well, we didn't. That's a whole episode. But
no, but I just want to know. Like, I,
so in the Ron Artest documentary, Quiet Storm, they have the guy that it was too. You know the story, right?
The story.
The guy threw the cup of soda at him.
We didn't. We just seen the cup.
There's video. There's all
angles. I thought we just seen the cup.
No.
Oh, okay.
You can see hit. It was these. They're standing this close, and one dude said $50. You can hit him from here because they were like.
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Bet.
Yeah.
That's a $50. That's.
Maybe it was more than that, but it's.
Yeah, but that's I don't know how you not. A drunk fan in the palace. Yep. Okay, keep going.
So, and it was actually soda.
Okay.
Because he had an alcohol problem, so he wasn't drinking.
Oh.
So he had some stuff going on in his
50
life.
$50 though.
Okay. So, and then Ron was laying down on the scores table because he said when in that moment of all the anger, he was through therapy, he was told to go to his happy place. So he just laid down to avoid the situation on the scores table.
Okay, got it.
So then this guy threw the soda at him.
So I guess it wasn't so fucking happy now, was it?
Well, he didn't expect that to happen. So that broke him out of that happy place. And then he just, his reaction was to go right into it.
Okay, now, see, you see how.
But that was also, I think that was the wrong person.
No, it wasn't. See, that's what I said.
He snapped.
That's why I say sensitivity needs to fucking go when it comes to players versus fans. Because players versus players, Ben Wallace just damn near choked the shit out of you with the push. In a cup. Took you over the edge.
It was getting
a drink
thrown at you. If I took this and threw it in your face, you wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't like it. But if I just got socked in the face right before that, I'm pretty sure the sock.
Yeah, but also, I will say this, on the basketball court, he's been in enough scraps where a guy pushes you. That's why he went to get into his happy place.
That is the point. We're in so much physical and mental abuse while we're playing, and we're focusing through that and playing through that, and someone outside of the circle of war, of this battlefield, can irritate me more than the battlefield itself. That's what I'm saying. Like we really have to think about it. Like, the battlefield,
No,
I'm tested for.
He entered the battlefield.
But what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is I'm tested for the battlefield. Mm-hmm. Pain, blood, shedding tears, tooth getting knocked out. Like, we're going through pain. Like, fighting for each possession in a cup from outside the battlefield takes me over the top. Because I'm getting hit by someone who shouldn't be on a battlefield is basically what's happening. If a football player decided to run in the stands and fight, he looks like an idiot. Because you guys are out there hitting each other to the bricks. But what if you don't supposed to be saying.
But what if a fan jumps onto the field and runs at the football player? You see that
from time to time. I expect the football player not to do anything. I'm hoping.
We've seen, though.
They tackle that motherfucker hard.
I've heard guys say that. They're like, I wanted him.
Oh, I want to hit him back. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping that he doesn't hit him because you have on the helmets and the pads. And you guys are beating up on each other, hitting each other with the helmet. Like, some of you motherfuckers taking helmets off, scrapping with another motherfucker who got his helmet on. So you guys are psychos. You guys are psychos in his own. So a fan running, some skinny fan running on, I don't expect, and he squares up with you. Like, it's one of those, get the fuck out of here. But I'm hoping, as a fan, as a viewer, as an athlete, I hope he just fucking Marshawn Lynch runs that motherfucker over. Like, now, because at the end of the day, that fan who decided to run on is expecting it.
Is asking for it.
Yeah, he's expecting it. He's expecting someone to just blindside and say, I just got hit.
It was on TV. You see that? Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. So, the thing that I really sit back and think about is, are the players sometimes too sensitive? Because we're expect. I think it's to the point where I think we're, I think our thought process is they're expecting us to be civilized human beings, and you let these animals say what they want. Like, are they really animals? He just said you shoot like you're in the WNBA, and you're irritated about that. I mean,
yeah, but what other lines of work?
He's just said it's worst.
Work, but it's work, right? It's your job. What other lines of work? Can you go into your dentist's office and yell at them in a restaurant or on a plane? Yell at the stewardess and it be accepted.
I think you should ask waiters and right. waitresses.
That's what I said, in a restaurant.
I mean, you should ask them. I'm pretty sure they're going to say some of these people are the worst.
Yeah. But that's their manners,
because,
right?
You know, think about it. As a waitress and a waiter, you're just picking food up and bringing it down. But you get
right,
the worst
when
abuse.
At, when you're at the next table putting a plate on the table, I don't say, you fucking suck. That plate's cold.
No, but you're complaining about the food that she just brung, and she didn't make that shit.
Right.
But you give her the abuse. You don't tip her because the cook.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like
the steak is not medium rare. I don't throw it on the floor.
No, they do. Or take it back. You get. That's what I said. The waiter. You got to remember the waiters and the waitresses get the attitude. For something they're not even doing. Mm-hmm. I just picked it up from there. They said it was done. I put it on your fucking table. Well, it's not hot. Okay. It's supposed to be hot.
It's also their
it's
job.
It's supposed
to
be hot. But you want to go back there and talk to the fucking chef? I just brung it from A to B, motherfucker. I didn't do.
But they're supposed to take that with a smile on their face.
But they're supposed to. But that's what I said.
Make a new one.
They're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. But,
but if they snap.
They don't have a job.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's.
That's what I mean. What other lines of work can you be heckled in? Very few.
Most jobs you're heckled. You're heckled within. But as I said, it's like, I think that the real thing is we expect it from the court. We don't expect it from the fan. And when the fan does it, we get irritated.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. That's what I said. It's more of the player sensitivity than it is the real fan,
mm-hmm.
because they're tapping a nerve, and you know we don't like it at that point. Mm-hmm. You know that's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's you know it has nothing to do with what they're saying. It's that we're vulnerable to the fan because we're built. We have on an iron suit. Inside those lines, and when we get off the bench and we take the iron suit off, and this information is coming in, kind of fucking get to us, you know. And that's all it is. It's just when we on a bench and we take the iron suit off, and someone's yelling some shit in, like you'll see a player snap faster, and he just got elbowed six times and mm-hmm. fucking fouled and clipped, and he's like, "Damn, you didn't even say shit to him."
Why's it gotta be me? But it's a line you don't cross. At some point.
Everyone's
got a breaking point.
Yeah, when you're losing. The breaking point is when you're losing. You couldn't break Mamba, you can't break Kawhi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said. It's like Instagram.
Don't be so sensitive. That's what it is. If there's a lesson here. Maybe we had a few lessons here, but don't be so sensitive.
When it comes to just natural fan talk.
Yeah.
Just natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Hope you learned something.
Or nothing.